Time again for Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Show. This time, the B-sides to the singles of The Who.
You
am Mr. Zero. This is the Psycho Jello Show. On the B-sides of the singles to The Who, The Early Years. The band was formed in Acton, London in 1959 as The Detours. They eventually became The High Numbers until February of 1964 when singer Roger Daltrey decided on the name of the band, The Who. They were considered part of the mod movement in England as opposed to the rockers. In their career, they were on the record labels Brunswick, Track, Decca, Polydor, and MCA. They released 17 albums, 53 singles, and had 26 songs on the Billboard charts. You just heard from December of 1965, the flip side to My Generation, a number 74 hit. The song is Out in the Streets. Before that, opening our show from May of 1965, the flip side to Any Way, Anyhow, Anywhere, the song Daddy Rolling Stone. The show is sponsored by Impact Guitar Picks from St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, and recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Stars Studios here in St. Paul, Minnesota. Coming up now from March of 1966, the flip side to the single Substitute, one of my favorite songs, Circles.
Time. river starts up into the long highway, and you can drink. In the city, everybody's right. The kids are hip and they can dance all night. In the city, all the girls are pretty and they go.
From November of 1966, from their EP, Ready, Steady, Who, the song Disguises. Before that, we heard the flip side to the single I'm a Boy from August of 1966, the song In the City. The band was founded by vocalist-guitarist Roger Harry Dalton, born on the 1st of March 1944 in Acton, London. He then brought in bassist, vocalist, brass musician John the Ox Alec Entwistle, born on the 9th of October 1944 in Cheswick, London. He passed away in Nevada on the 27th of June in 2002. Entwistle and my grandma Irene share the same birthday. I got to see John Entwistle live on the 4th of July 1995 in Bloomington, Minnesota with the Ringo Starr All-Star Band. When asked about the comparison to the Beatles, Entwistle once said, "Sure, they made better records than we did, but we blew them away in concert." Also, later in 1995, I got to see Tommy, the Broadway musical in Des Moines, Iowa. If you'd like to learn more about The Who, go to my Mr. Zero's article on rosevillepatch.com. Be sure to check us out on Facebook at Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Music History Show. And if you'd like to hear the past 90 episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. Coming up now, the flip side of Pictures of Lily, the number 51 hit. From April of 1967, the John Entwistle song, Doctor, Doctor.
someone will have to pay the price. Here's a chance to change your mind, 'cause I've been gone a long, long time. Well, this could be the last time. This could be the last time. Maybe the last time. I don't know. Oh no. Oh no.
From September of 1967, Someone's Coming, dedicated to my friend Asha. It was the flip side to the number 9 single, I Can See 4 Miles. And before that, a cover of the Rolling Stones song, The Last Time, from June of 1967. When Entwistle joined the band, he brought in songwriter, guitarist, vocalist, Peter Dennis Blanford Townsend, born on the 19th of May in 1945 in Middlesex, England. And my all-time favorite drummer, though he is not the original, he is on all of the Who's recordings up until his death. That would be Keith John Moon the Loon, born on the 23rd of August, 1947, in Wembley, England. He unfortunately passed away on the 7th of September, 1978, in Westminster. Many are not aware that Moon the Loon was also an actor. He appeared in such films as Stardust in 1974. I was able to catch The Who twice in concert. The first time here in St. Paul at the Excel Center in September of 2002. The second time was in November of 2012 at the Target Center in Minneapolis. This show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113. They sell classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too since 2009. Where nerd is the word! Coming up now from October of 1968, the John Entwistle song, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. The flip side to the number 25 single, Magic Bus.
Spending my money for me, the money I earn I never see. In all things I do, he interferes. All I know is trouble as Susie appears. Mr. Hyde, Mr. Hyde, Mr. Hyde, Mr. Hyde. My character changes, my whole mind and body rearranges. A strange transformation takes place in me. Instead of myself, everybody can see Mr. Hyde, Mr. Hyde, Mr. Hyde, Mr. Hyde. Still me, I've got to the stage, I can't tell which I'll be. The lovable fella who buy you a drink, then when he's drunk he is a change in a week. It's a Hyde, Mr. Hyde, Mr. Hyde, Mr. Hyde.
sky is a place where you go if you're done. Nothing wrong if you're tired, nothing wrong. And down in the ground is a place where you go if you've been a bad boy. If you've been a bad boy, why can't we have
heard from May of 1970, the John Entwistle song Heaven and Hell, which was the flip side of the number 27 hit Summertime Blues Live. And before that, Keith Moon's Dogs Part 2 from March of 1969, which was the flip side to the number 19 hit Pinball Wizard. Our time has come to an end, folks, so taking you out from August of 1970, live from the Isle of Wight, Can't Explain.
Down in my soul, yeah. Can't explain, I know. feel blue, but can't explain. You give me one more time.
And Mr. Zero, this was the Psycho Jello Show on The Who, the B-sides of the singles. Tune in next week when you can hear me from the stars.